Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
Last year, on Friday, April 24th, 2009, dozens of people gathered to hear members of the campus community, several decked out in Elizabethan attire and academic regalia, read all of Shakespeare's sonnets in honor of the Bard's 445th birthday. This year, we'll be celebrating Shakespeare's 446th birthday on Friday, April 23rd, from 2 to 5:30 on the lawn outside Jackson Library. And what better way to celebrate than to read all of Shakespeare's 154 sonnets? And, of course, with birthday cake. I'm here with faculty members Michelle Dowd, Jen Feather, and Chris Hodgkins of the Department of English at UNCG. They're here to share some of their own favorite sonnets and to tell us a little bit more about this event.
It began a few years ago with our colleague Hepsi Roskelly, who had, as a graduate student, experienced the pleasure of a total read-through of the sonnets and saw that as a way of advertising the library's importance at the heart of the campus community and the importance of the humanities at the heart of the campus's mission, that we would honor the greatest writer, certainly in the English language, by reading a section of his writing that can be read in 3 hours or so, and that's his sonnets.
Last year's event was a big success, I thought. A lot of people joined us outside. It was a beautiful day, and we hope for the same. This year, we certainly would invite anyone in the community to come, and you wouldn't have to come for the whole 3.5 hour period. You could stop by for as long or as little as you'd like and listen to the reading. We're going to have a celebration at the end, a drawing for some Shakespeare-related prizes, and some cake, of course, to celebrate. So we really do hope it'll be a festive community event as well as a literary event.
We are hoping to celebrate the birthday of William Shakespeare, and there is no experience required. We want anyone who wants to come to come join us and read poems and enjoy a lovely afternoon on the lawn.
All right, now we'll have you guys share some of your favorite sonnets with us just to give us a little taste of what this event is going to be like.
Chris Hodgkins, not the author, but the reader, number 55. Not marble, nor the gilded monuments of princes shall outlive this powerful rhyme, but you shall shine more bright in these contents than unswept stone besmeared with sluttish time, when wasteful war shall statues overturn and broils root out the work of masonry, nor Mars his sword nor war's quick fire shall burn the living record of your memory. Against death and all oblivious enmity shall you pace forth. Your praise shall still find room even in the eyes of all posterity that wear this world out to the ending doom. So, till the judgment that yourself arise, you live in this and dwell in lovers' eyes.
Hi, this is Michelle Dowd. I'll be reading Sonnet 138. When my love swears that she is made of truth, I do believe her, though I know she lies. That she might think me some untutored youth, unlearned in the world's false subtleties. Thus vainly thinking that she thinks me young, although she knows my days are past the best, simply I credit her false-speaking tongue. On both sides thus is simple truth suppressed. But wherefore says she not she is unjust? And wherefore say not I that I am old? Oh, love's best habit is in seeming trust, and age in love loves not to have years told. Therefore, I lie with her, and she with me, and in our faults, by lies, we flattered be.
Hello, I'm Jen Feather, and I will be reading Sonnet number 135. Whoever hath her wish, thou hast thy will, and will to boot. And will an overplus, more than enough am I that vex thee still, to thy sweet will making addition thus. Wilt thou, whose will is large and spacious, not once vouchsafe to hide my will in thine? Shall will and others seem right gracious, and in my will no fair acceptance shine? The sea, all water, yet receives rain still, and in abundance addeth to his store. So thou, being rich in will, add to thy will one will of mine, to make thy large will more. Let no unkind, no fair beseechers kill. Think all but one, and me in that one will.
Thank you all so much for joining me today, for sharing some of your favorite sonnets, and we'll look forward to hearing more of these on the lawn outside of Jackson Library, Friday, April 23rd from 2 to 5:30, where we'll also have cake, prizes, and hopefully lots of costumes. So we hope to see many of you there.